Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, it is the Mojo in the Morning Show. 844-MOJO-LIVE. 844-665-6548 is our telephone number. No kid in school ever wants to be called this. This is the one thing that you never want to, you know, have somebody call you. And no parent wants their kid called this either. But Shannon, you're worried that Lucy might be.
The stinky kid.
Oh, no.
Do you guys remember who the stinky kid was when you were growing up in elementary school? Because
yeah.
I still remember the name of the stinky kid.
Bill Mortimer. Bill Mortimer.
I'm just going to say last initial because he might still live around
local,
here, but
yeah.
Matt S. was the stinky kid.
Everybody remembers.
There was
by the way, bullying.
I know what the S stands for.
There was no bullying or anything like that, but everyone was just very aware that he was the stinky kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't get this, but Lucy hates wearing socks. Hates it so much. And so even in the wintertime, she would wear her snow boots with no socks. Like, we could not bribe her enough to wear socks. Well, now that it's getting warmer, she's been wearing her little tennis shoes and her cute little sneakery shoes. No socks. So I've been noticing that, you guys, her feet smell mega bad. And this is not an exaggeration. Like, I can actually smell her. When she gets off the bus and we're walking back to my house, I know that it's her feet that stink, like a teenage boy's hacky bag kind
of
smell.
Oh,
no. It's what my seven-year-old daughter's feet smell like.
It's so funny. That happens to kids around this age, around 7 or 8, where they didn't even hit puberty yet, but
no,
for some reason,
yeah,
they still can get the stinks.
Oh, my God. And so I finally said to her the other day, Lou, honey, you have to start wearing socks because I don't want you to be the stinky kid at school. And she was like, no, it's fine. It doesn't smell bad. So I called my friend Kelly, who has been my best friend since kindergarten, and I said, Kelly, I'm going to say a name out loud, and I want you to say the first thing that comes to your mind. And, of course, I had this on speakerphone, and Lucy was right next to me. And I said the kid's name, Matt S., and she goes, oh, he was the stinky kid. I said, see, Lucy, you can't be the stinky kid at school.
Oh, my God. By the way, that's traumatizing when mom is telling.
Yep.
Mom is telling you that you could be the stinky kid.
Guys, it's bad.
Coming up, partner. Yep, it's coming. We're in the big festival looking at what's the one. And I'm in the front seat, even though I'm Lucy and I'm a kid. And I'm 5.5 years old. So goodbye.
I'll never forget that, by the way. Seven now, right?
Yeah, she just turned 7 last week. Yeah.
She wasn't the stinky kid back then.
She wore socks. See?
Yes.
And do you want to know what else I figured out about her? Remember how I always told you guys that I have an overactive right armpit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's genetic. Passed it down to her.
No.
Only her right armpit sweats and stinks.
What?
I don't get it.
Does mom's overactive armpit ever turn into stinkiness?
Oh, yeah.
Really? So you are the stinky adult?
Pretty much. Unless I put on, a lot of deodorant.
Oh. Wait, I didn't realize, by the way, that you can actually have genetics when it comes to stinkiness, or in your case, with the overactive armpit.
Right armpit, yeah.
Is that why, by the way, that you always wear socks? you're never taking your
I don't know, but like as a parent, you don't want your kid to be the stinky kid.
Yeah,
right?
I get it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kids remember that forever and ever and ever.
Yeah, I wonder what was his name? His first name again?
Matt S.
Matt.
I like how Mojo and I both named ours right away.
See, do you remember the kid who always had boogers in his nose?
Oh yeah,
because I do. Nathan P.
Nathan P.
Mike A.
Sorry, Mike.
Monica has a stinky shoe hack for you. What's going on, Monica?
Hi. Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
The hack was that if she has those kinds of sneakers and like small kid shoes where the insoles come out, you can put the sock over the shoe insole and put the shoe insole back inside the shoe. That way it
absorbs
the sweat, but she's not wearing them.
Oh, that's good.
Shannon.
It's a
lot easier when it's the no-show sock.
And by the way, this is Monica, who is known. Were you the stinky kid in school and you figured this out?
No, I was not.
Okay. All right. Who was the stinky kid in your school?
I think his name was Craig.
See? All these years later, you still remember his name.
Look him up on Facebook today and just see him. You know, picture of him and see, uh-oh, yeah, he might be the stinky adult. Does the stinky kid grow up to be the stinky adult?
I don't know, but he was also the kid that wore those big gothic black pants with all the pockets and chains.
Yeah. Side note.
Well, that's it. He was sweating his ass off all the time from having to wear that on.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.